Welcome to Citi Field in New York, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the New York Mets. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Andrew Benintendi. Batting second. The shortstop, Tim Anderson. Batting third. The center fielder, Luis Robert. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Jake Berger. Batting fifth. The designated hitter, Yasmani Grandal. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Gavin Sheets. Batting seventh. The catcher, Carlos Perez. Batting eighth. The right fielder, Oscar Colas. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Elvis Andrus. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Toki Toussaint. For the New York Mets. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Brandon Nimmo. Batting second. The left fielder, Tommy Pham. Batting third. The shortstop, Francisco Lindor. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Pete Alonso. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Jeff McNeil. Batting sixth. The catcher, Francisco Alvarez. Batting seventh. The designated hitter, Dan Vogelbuch. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Brett Beatty. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Luis Guillerme. Pitching for the New York Mets, Justin Verlander. And now, play ball. Andrew Benintendi is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Benintendi hits a line drive towards left field. Pham makes the catch for the out. One out. Tim Anderson is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Anderson strikes out swinging. Two outs. Luis Robert is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Robert strikes out swinging. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Brandon Nimmo is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Nimmo hits a fly ball towards right. Colas is there to make the catch. One out. Tommy Pham is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. That is ball four. Pham is on with a walk. Francisco Lindor is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Lindor strikes out swinging. Two outs. Pete Alonso is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Alonso hits a ground ball towards short. Anderson throws to second to get Pham. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Mets nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jake Berger is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Berger strikes out swinging. One out. Yasmani Grandal is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Grandal hits a pop-up towards second. Guillerme makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gavin Sheets is at the plate with a count of two balls and no strikes. Sheets hits a pop-up, foul, off the third baseline. Beatty makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Jeff McNeil is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. McNeil hits a fly ball towards left. Benintendi makes the catch for the out. One out. Francisco Alvarez is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Alvarez hits a ground ball towards second. The throw to first, and Alvarez is out. Two outs. Daniel Vogelbuch batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Vogelbuch hits a fly ball towards right. Colas is there to make the catch. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Mets nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Carlos Perez is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Perez hits a line drive towards right. McNeil is there to make the catch. One out. Oscar Colas is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Colas softly hits a ground ball towards third. The throw to first, and Colas is out. Two outs. Elvis Andrus is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Andrus hits a fly ball towards left. Pham makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Brett Beatty is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Beatty hits a drive into center field. Going, going, gone. A solo home run. It's 1-0, Mets. Luis Guillerme is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Guillerme is called out on strikes. One out. Brandon Nimmo is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Nimmo is 0-for-1 in the game. Nimmo hits a ground ball towards second. The throw to first, and Nimmo is out. Two outs. Tommy Pham batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. Pham is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. That is ball 4. Pham is on with a walk. Francisco Lindor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lindor is 0-for-1 in the game. Lindor hits a fly ball towards center. Robert makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Mets 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Andrew Benintendi is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Benintendi is 0-for-1 in the game. Benintendi hits a ground ball, base hit into center field. Tim Anderson is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Anderson is 0-for-1 in the game. Anderson hits a line drive towards right. McNeil is there to make the catch. One out. Luis Robert is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. There goes Benintendi, and he's safe at second with a stolen base. Luis Robert is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Robert is 0-for-1 in the game. Robert strikes out swinging. Two outs. Jake Berger is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Berger is 0-for-1 in the game. Berger hits a pop-up beyond second. Guillerme gets back and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Mets 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Pete Alonso is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Alonso is 0-for-1 in the game. That is ball 4. Alonso is on with a walk. Jeff McNeil is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. McNeil is 0-for-1 in the game. McNeil is hit by the pitch. Alonso moves to second. McNeil is on first. Francisco Alvarez is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Alvarez is 0-for-1 in the game. Alvarez hits a ground ball, base hit into right field. Alonso scores. McNeil moves to third. It's 2-0, Mets. Daniel Vogelbach batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Vogelbach is 0-for-1 in the game. That is ball 4. Vogelbach is on with a walk. Alvarez moves to second. Brett Beatty is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Beatty is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Beatty hits a ground ball towards short. Anderson has it and steps on second to get the force on Vogelbach. McNeil scores. Alvarez moves to third. Beatty is on first. One out. It's 3-0, Mets. Luis Guillerme is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Guillerme is 0-for-1 in the game. Guillerme hits a line drive towards right. Colas is there to make the catch. Alvarez scores. That's a sacrifice fly. Two outs. It's 4-0, Mets. Brandon Nimmo is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Nimmo is 0 for 2 in the game. Nimmo hits a line drive into left field. That will be extra bases. Nimmo is safe at second with a double. Beatty scores. It's 5-0, Mets. Tommy Pham is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Pham is 0 for 0 in the game. With 2 walks. Pham hits a ground ball towards third. The throw to first, and Pham is out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Mets 5, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Yasmani Grandal is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Grandal is 0 for 1 in the game. Grandal is called out on strikes. 1 out. Gavin Sheets is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Sheets is 0 for 1 in the game. Sheets strikes out swinging. 2 outs. Carlos Perez is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Perez is 0 for 1 in the game. Perez hits a pop-up towards third. Beatty makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Mets 5, and the White Sox nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Francisco Lindor is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Lindor is 0 for 2 in the game. Lindor hits a fly ball towards left. Benintendi makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Pete Alonso is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 0 strikes. Alonso is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Alonso hits a ground ball towards short. The throw to first, and Alonso is out. 2 outs. Jeff McNeil is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 0 strikes. McNeil is 0 for 1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. McNeil hits a line drive towards right. Colas is there to make the catch. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Mets 5, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Oscar Colas is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Colas is 0 for 1 in the game. Colas hits a ground ball towards first. There's the throw to Verlander covering, and Colas is out. 1 out. Elvis Andrus is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Andrus is 0 for 1 in the game. Andrus hits a ground ball towards short. The throw to first, and Andrus is out. 2 outs. Andrew Benintendi is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Benintendi is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Benintendi hits a fly ball towards center. Nimmo makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Mets 5, and the White Sox nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Francisco Alvarez is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Alvarez is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Alvarez is called out on strikes. 1 out. Daniel Vogelbach batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Vogelbach is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Vogelbach hits a ground ball, base hit into right field. Brett Beatty is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. There's a wild pitch. Vogelbach moves to second. Brett Beatty is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Beatty is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Beatty softly hits a ground ball towards first. Sheets fields it and makes the out, unassisted. Vogelbach moves to third. 2 outs. Luis Guillerme is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Guillerme is 0 for 1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Guillerme hits a fly ball towards center. Robert makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Mets 5, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Tim Anderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Anderson is 0 for 2 in the game. Anderson hits a ground ball towards short. The throw to first, and Anderson is out. One out. Luis Robert is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Robert is 0 for 2 in the game. Robert hits a drive into left center field. That ball is out of here. A solo home run. It's 5-1, Mets. Jake Berger is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Berger is 0 for 2 in the game. That is ball 4. Berger is on with a walk. Yasmani Grandal is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Grandal is 0 for 2 in the game. Grandal hits a pop-up beyond short. Linder gets back and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Gavin Sheets is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Sheets is 0 for 2 in the game. Sheets hits a ball towards third. Beatty can't make the play in time. Sheets gets a base hit. Berger moves to second. Carlos Perez is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Perez is 0 for 2 in the game. Perez strikes out swinging. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Mets 5, and the White Sox 1. The Mets will come to bat. Jesse Schultens replaces Toki Toussaint as pitcher. Brandon Nimmo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nimmo is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Nimmo hits a fly ball towards left. Benintendi makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Tommy Pham is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Pham is 0 for 1 in the game. With 2 walks. Pham hits a ground ball towards third. The throw to first, and Pham is out. 2 outs. Francisco Lindor is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Lindor is 0 for 3 in the game. That is ball 4. Lindor is on with a walk. Pete Alonso is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Alonso is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Alonso hits a fly ball towards right. Colas is there to make the catch. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Mets 5, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Oscar Colas batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Colas is 0 for 2 in the game. Colas hits a pop-up, foul, off the third baseline. Beatty makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Elvis Andrus is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Andrus is 0 for 2 in the game. Andrus hits a line drive towards third. Beatty makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Andrew Benintendi is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Benintendi is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Benintendi hits a line drive towards left field. Pham makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Mets 5, and the White Sox 1. The Mets will come to bat. Jeff McNeil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNeil is 0 for 2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. McNeil hits a fly ball towards left. Benintendi makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Francisco Alvarez is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Alvarez is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Alvarez hits a ground ball, base hit into center field. Daniel Vogelbach is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Vogelbach is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Vogelbach hits a ground ball to third. There's the throw to second for 1. And over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Mets 5, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Adam Ottavino replaces Justin Verlander as pitcher. Tim Anderson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Anderson is 0 for 3 in the game. Anderson hits a ground ball towards short. The throw to first, and Anderson is out. One out. Luis Robert is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Robert is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Robert hits a ground ball towards short. The throw to first, and Robert is out. Two outs. Jake Berger batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Berger is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Berger hits a ground ball towards third. The throw to first, and Berger is out. The game is over. The final score, New York Mets, 5, and Chicago White Sox, 1. Goodbye from Citi Field in New York.